Here we go. Puget or Pacific Northwesterners feel pressure to drive to work on snow days, and they think they're good at it. That is according to a poll.
That's right. So 62% of us think that, yes, we do feel some pressure to show up to work on a snow day. Mm-hmm. I, instead of just kind of saying, hey, great, I got a perfect excuse. I'm going to call in sick, or I'm just going to say I can't make it out of my driveway. Mm-hmm. 62% of us at least do acknowledge that we feel pressure to show up to work, mm-hmm. and which might explain why so many of us did show up to work rather than take a convenient excuse. Second thing is, we 69% of us, when it snows, like to drive in the snow because we think we're better driving at the snow than maybe we are, but we certainly think we're better than the average guy. And so to sort of establish our credentials as drivers, yeah, I can drive in the snow, and they do it. So 69% of us do that, and 62% of us are driving into work because we feel like we need to show up for work, even though a lot of jobs these days, compared to like a decade ago, could be done remotely. Mm-hmm. This job would be hard to do remotely unless you're already set up for it, but there are a number of jobs that could be, and people still feel compelled to show up to work to sort of show to the boss that, see, work means something. And the best news out of this is that apparently Pacific Northwesterners are conscientious about work. They like to feel that old school mentality to get into work when you can. And mm-hmm. I think that definitely is my case.
Yeah.
But I just sort of feel like, yeah, you know, I should make an effort. Even if it's an extra, even if I have to get up earlier, even if I have to walk in the snow farther, mm-hmm. I sort of feel like that. And it's probably silly, but it's like a character, you know, trait, I yes. think, that we can be proud of.
I think it stirs sort of that pioneer spirit in all of us. That
yeah.
You head out, right? You tighten the scarf and you get those gloves on and you tip the elbow and the shoulder towards the wind and out you go through the door. I have lived in Colorado, Illinois, Pennsylvania, New York City, New York State. I have lived in Virginia. I've lived in Washington, D.C., and I've lived in Seattle. And I can tell you, every time it snows, that's the story every time, is how horrible a driver we are, how horrible everybody's. The only one place that there was not the case, it was not the story, was Colorado. No, I guess it's because they get enough snow that it's not even
yeah.
a story.
Right.
But
yeah.
even Washington, D.C., you'd be at home and it would be the non-essential personnel need not come in.
Yeah.
And then like of the 2.3 million people or whatever it was that worked for Washington, D.C., in the giant federal government, they would not be on the roads. So that was part of it. Don't come in if you don't have to come in, but essential personnel do need to come in. You get yeah. on I-95 and come on in there. And it was tough. I mean, it was the regular people sliding all over the place. And it only takes, if you get 30 people driving, it only takes one knucklehead
yeah.
to ruin it for everybody else. Because he's or she's blasting down the road, stops real fast, hits the brakes, spins around, takes out four other cars. So
yeah.
what happens is it's just the one jerk. But yeah. most of us crawl along pretty good. You kind of get it. And you just realize, keep steering the direction of the skid, pump your brakes, right?
Yeah.
Don't go over like 10 or 15 miles an hour, and be aware when the hill is coming because you get hit that ice.
So is our character trait getting in the way of what's smart? Because as you say, one knucklehead out of 30 can ruin it for five or six others.
Yeah.
That maybe if you could work from home, maybe you should work at home. It shouldn't be seen as a reflection of your, you know, disinterest in work.
Uh-huh.
It means that as the highway patrol people, you don't have to be on the roads. Don't be on the roads. Don't try to prove yourself.
But isn't it also sort of exciting?
Yeah, okay, that's
no,
it.
No, you're inside.
It's like
you're
an
watching
adventure.
The snow and you're seeing
yes.
all that stuff. You think, I want to go out there. I want to experience it. You
yeah.
see the people now that different news organizations can have the live camera in the car as
yeah.
it's going down Aurora Avenue. You say, well, I'm going
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
well, it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
that bad.
Yeah.
You call somebody. There's very few times you say, oh, this is not worth it. Because you can't get up the hill or something like that. But
yeah.
in most cases, people are like, yeah, I'm going to make it in. And it's also a fun feeling when you get into work.
That's right.
And everyone's
yeah.
sloshing around. There's only like four of you there.
It feels like it's a holiday.
Yeah,
and so,
but
yeah,
it's not.
Rules, yeah.
yeah. It's kind of fun.
Yep.
All righty, good. Well, congratulations to all of you. except for the folks there in Skycomish. Boy, they say it's like hell out there.
Is
they
that
haven't
right?
Had
yeah.
any help. So,
yeah.
Dory has a story about that.
Okay.
Of course, he's going after the governor on this one.
The governor, yes. Rather than the mayor of Skycomish, who didn't call it in. He's going after the governor.
Well, the governor talked about it
me?
Today at a press conference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So well, yeah. And what he said was, it's up to the mayor
yeah.
to call, to say, hey, listen, if you have an emergency in your jurisdiction.